Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Bond.
But we're going to talk about SEO for blogging. We're going to break it down. I'm going to break it down in the three categories. Anytime you talk about search engine optimization, is basically trying to get ranked as high as you possibly can in the search engine. So there's a lot of things that go into that. And there's three main things that I like to talk about when it comes to search engine optimization for blogging, or SEO for blogging. We're going to break it down in the three sections: on-page SEO, off-page SEO, and technical SEO. And the first one we're going to talk about is on-page SEO. Keyword research. Before creating content, conduct keyword research to identify what your target audience is searching for. You can use tools like Google Keyword Planner, SEMrush, or Ahrefs. The SEMrush and Ahrefs, they're paid tools. The Google Keyword Planner is a free tool that Google has. So you can use those to find relevant keywords with, you know, decent search volume and low competition. Some might say that that's off-page SEO, but that's on-page SEO because you want to do that before you even start your blog up, or before you even, listen to that, those are geese. You want to do that before you build, really before you build that blog, so you can know which direction you're going in. So you want to know what to write, like for your titles and all of that stuff, your title of your site or of your blog, or even of your blog post. Keyword research. You want to optimize the title tag. This is the second one. Craft compelling and keyword rich title tags for each blog post. Keep them concise, around 60 characters, and descriptive to attract clicks and search engine results pages. Those are called the SERPs, S-E-R-P-S, search engine result pages. So place the main keyword closer to the beginning of the title. You want to do that when you're writing the title of the blog post. Meta description. Write unique meta descriptions for each blog post. So you want to make sure that you use something like Yoast SEO. Yoast SEO, it has a thing for your titles, your descriptions, and all of that stuff. So it's real easy to use if you're using WordPress. So write unique meta descriptions for each blog post. While meta descriptions may not directly impact rankings, they influence click-through rates, describe what the post is about, and include a call to action to encourage users to click. URL structure. Create SEO-friendly URLs that are short, descriptive, and contain the target keyword. Avoid using numbers, symbols, or special characters. A clean URL structure helps search engines understand the content of your page. You've written blog posts and your URL structure is looking crazy. You want to keep it short. If you're using WordPress, you want to use and turn your permalinks on. Your permalinks. Make sure you turn that on. So we always talk about high quality content. Produce high quality content that's informative and engaging, that satisfies user intent. Focus on providing value to your audience rather than keyword stuff, and use headers, bullet points, and images to improve readability. Optimize heading tags. Structure your content with proper heading tags. That's the H1, H2, H3. So make sure that your main title is usually a H2 tag, or I'm sorry, the H1 tag for your main title, H2 through like H6 for your subheadings. I usually don't go past like H3, maybe H4, depending on what the content is about, for subheadings, you know, to organize your content. So include relevant keywords and headings where appropriate. Internal linking is the next one. Link to relevant internal pages within your blog post. Internal linking helps search engines discover and index other pages on your site. It improves website navigation and distributes link equity throughout your site. That's important also. So anytime that you have other pages or other posts on your page, you want to make sure that you link those relevant posts into your other content. What that does is that makes sure that people stay on your site, that your users, that your visitors stay on your site, that you're leading and directing them through to other relevant content that's on the blog. Mobile friendliness. Are we still talking about mobile friendliness? At this point, most people that come to your blog, it's going to be via mobile. So ensure that the blog is mobile friendly and responsive across different devices and screen sizes. Google prioritizes mobile friendly websites in the search results, so optimizing for mobile is essential for SEO success. Make sure that you're looking at your blog on different devices. And that's how you can tell if it's not just if it's mobile friendly, but how does it look? The user experience, fonts, and all of that. You want to make sure that that's all that stuff looks good, not just for mobile, obviously, but like I said, because more people are going to come to your site from a mobile device than from a desktop computer. This last thing is something that we don't talk about much. This could be under technical SEO, but we're going to call it on-page SEO. From a technical aspect, it could be considered technical SEO, but it is on-page SEO, and that's called page loading speed. You want to make sure that the speed of that page is fast. And I'm gonna read this off, and then I'm gonna tell you part two to the page loading. So it says improve page loading speeds by optimizing images, minimizing CSS and JavaScript, leveraging browser caching, and using a content delivery network. Faster loading times enhances UX and can positively impact search rankings. Second thing that I wanted to talk about with the page loading speed is the plugins on your site. So make sure you're not using too many plugins, because the plugins will slow your blog down. So you can't use like 30 plugins. You shouldn't have a need for that many plugins anyway on your site. So make sure you keep it to about 15, I say 15, 20 max. I really don't see the use of 20. 10 to 15 is perfect. Some might say 10 is perfect, but the less you have, the faster your page load speed is going to be. So the next point I'm going to make is about off-page SEO when it comes to blogging, SEO for blogging. And when you talk about off-page SEO, you kind of want to categorize it in a way to where these are things that most of these things are not in your control as far as your direct control. It is in your control. Some of these things are in your control, but for the most part, they're not in your control, because when you start talking about the first thing, which is backlinks, it is in your control, but it's really on somebody else's side. It's really about how many links you have on somebody else's site. That's why I kind of say it's in your control, but it's not in your control. The points that we make about off-page SEO is understanding backlinks, first of all. And in my notes, I have backlinks are links from other websites pointing towards your blog. Search engines like Google consider backlinks as votes for confidence for your content. The more high-quality backlinks your blog has, the more authority it gains in search engine ranking. Yeah, so that's a nutshell on what backlinks is about. You can get them. You can get backlinks so many ways, and I'm going to talk about a few of them that I think that's important later on here. The next thing is quality over quantity when it comes to off-page SEO. Focus on obtaining backlinks from reputable and relevant websites within your niche. A single backlink from a high authority website can be more valuable than multiple backlinks from low quality websites. You don't want to have use some of these different services, these backlink services that may have, they'll send 3,000 crappy backlinks to your site, and Google can pick up on that. They're not stupid. The algorithms can pick up on that. You don't want to do that. You rather get one quality backlink or multiple quality backlinks than using a whole bunch of crappy backlinks, because it's not going to do anything for your site if you're using a whole bunch of crappy backlinks. Natural link building. So in order to do that, avoid artificial, what I was just talking about, or manipulative methods of obtaining backlinks, such as buying backlinks or participating in links. Instead, focus on creating high quality content that naturally attracts backlinks from other websites. A great way to get backlinks also is create a tool, a helpful tool within your niche that will, and make it free. If you make a free tool, that will attract backlinks over time, natural backlinks over time. Another way is guest blogging. This is my favorite. Guest blogging involves writing articles for other blogs within your niche and include a backlink to your own blog in the author bio or within the content itself. Guest blogging not only helps in acquiring backlinks, but also allows you to reach a new audience. So yeah, reaching out to people within your niche in order to write a blog for them, bring value to them, is one of the best ways to get backlinks. You can also do it if there's like a product or a service that has a blog. You can also do the same thing with them as well. Broken link building. Look for broken links on other websites within your niche and reach out to the website owners or admins to suggest replacing the broken link with a link to relevant content on your blog. The strategy helps you acquire backlinks while providing value to other website owners by helping them fix broken links. That's a nice, slick method of adding backlinks, broken link building. Social media promotion. Share your blog posts on social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, you know them all, LinkedIn, Pinterest. While social media shares themselves do not directly impact search engine rankings, they can increase the visibility of your content, leading to more opportunities for other websites to discover and link to your blog. We all know that should be self-explanatory. My favorite is Pinterest. My favorite is Pinterest because you don't have to wait to really build. If you build Pinterest right, having access to group boards and things like that in order to grow, you don't have to grow your following on Pinterest in order to have like a viral pin for your blog to reach search status. Influencer outreach. Identify influencers and thought leaders within your niche and establish relationships with them. Collaborate on projects, ask for their opinion on the content, or request them to share your blog posts with their audience. This can lead to valuable backlinks and increase exposure to your blog. Influencer outreach. And with these influencers, a lot of times for them to promote your stuff, especially if they're doing it like on social media, it doesn't cost a lot. These are a couple of kind of the older tactics. These next couple: directory submissions. Submit your blog to reputable web directories and niche specific directories. While directory submissions may not carry as much weight as they once did, they can still help improve your blog's visibility to provide some backlink opportunities. The next one is content syndication. Syndicate your blog content on platforms like Medium, LinkedIn, Pulse, or industry-specific forums and communities. Ensure that you include a canonical tag to indicate the original source of the content to avoid duplicate content issues. Content syndication can help you reach a wider audience and attract backlinks from other websites that republish your content. The last one is monitor and analyze your backlinks. So regularly monitor your backlink profile using tools like Google Search Console. You can also use some of the paid tools like Ahrefs and Moz's Link Explorer. Identify new backlinks, analyze the quality of existing backlinks, and disavow any low quality or spammy backlinks that could harm your blog's SEO performance. By focusing on these off-page SEO strategies, and particularly backlinks, if you're a beginner blogger, you can improve your blog's visibility, authority, and the overall organic search engine rankings over time. So remember that building a strong backlink profile is a process, and it takes patience, persistence, and all that stuff. So you have to have a commitment to building backlinks and to make sure that they are of quality. So yeah, off-page SEO is going to consist mainly of having a backlink setup, having success obtaining backlinks. And it's not a sprint. It's definitely not a sprint. It's definitely a marathon. And If you do simple things like active on social media, the right social media platforms, not just spreading your stuff out, or even just having a link in the bio of your social media profile, you have to do a little more than that. It's good to go to a platform like Pinterest and build over there and build and build and build on that platform. And not just that, if you can do it on LinkedIn, you can do it on Twitter. Also, do it, have one particular, have a main social media platform that you're building on. And I'll say once again, I like Pinterest because I think it's very, very underrated. Some people kind of look at Pinterest as like, that's where all the women at because they're cooking and makeup and all of that. But there's a lot of things going on over there on Pinterest where people will share your pins and you can get traction and get traffic to your blog. So have a nice backlink strategy for your blog, and that's going to be huge for your off-page SEO strategy. Technical SEO, the technical side of search engine optimization. So if you have the on-page side down, you understand what's going on with it, how you must set everything up, not just on your blog, but in and around your blog, and the off-page aspect, which is obviously backlinks. Website speed optimization. Ensure that your blog loads quickly, as site speed is a crucial factor. And I kind of spoke about that on the on-page side. So there's things such as, you know, make sure that you compress your images, right? Because you don't want to load a bunch of these huge images on your site over time. It'll slow your site down. So make sure you have something that compresses your images. Leverage the browser caching. You'll see a lot of that. Do some research on that. Minimize HTTP requests and utilize a content delivery network to enhance the website speed. We talked about this also, the responsiveness of mobile. So with an increasing number of users accessing their mobile devices, it's essential that your blog is mobile friendly. So make sure you use responsive designs when building your blog to ensure that the blog adapts seamlessly to the different screen sizes and resolutions. Another thing that people don't talk about is schema markup. So you can implement it to provide to the search engines that, you know, more context about your content. This structured data markup helps search engines understand the content of your pages better, potentially leading to like the rich snippets, you know, like in the search, Google search, when you go to search something and the first thing you see, and it's not actually in the search result, it's like above it, that's called rich snippets. You kind of see that with Pinterest, like recipes and stuff also. So yeah, rich snippets and search results. So make sure the schema, you understand schema markup, which can help improve the click-through rates, which is a big thing also. SSL certificates. So anytime you go to a website, you always see the little lock, the little green lock or the black lock on the site to let you know if that site is secure. Make sure your site has an SSL certificate. Secure your blog with the SSL certificate to enable the HTTPS. You'll get the HTTP without it, which is the acronym for it, but the S is the secure encryption part of it. So apart from providing security for the visitors, HTTPS is also a ranking signal for Google, which can positively impact your SEO efforts. I would never ever build a site or have a blog without a SSL certificate. You have to have an SSL certificate because you want to make sure you secure your site. And especially if your site gets to a point to where you're hosting things on there and there's some type of data going through there, you want to make sure that you provide that for your users. People don't like going to websites that's not secure. And that's understandable. Okay, sitemaps, XML sitemap. Create and submit a sitemap to your search engines. This file lists all of the URLs on your blog, helping search engine crawlers discover and index your content more efficiently. Regularly update and submit your sitemap to ensure new content is proper, properly index what you do with your sitemap. You can actually make it in, like, I don't know, Notepad. And once you upload it, you have to upload it, go into your Google Search Console, and you can upload the sitemap. If you need more, if you want me to do a video on it, I can, or you can do a Google search on it, but sitemaps are very important. Another thing you need to do also with that sitemap is create a robot text file. Use a robot text file to instruct the search engine crawlers on which pages of your blog to crawl and index. Ensure it's properly configured to prevent crawling of sensitive or duplicate content while allowing access to important pages. Same instructions with the sitemap. Make sure that you do that. That's something that you can do within the Google Search Console also. Robot text files are important. Canonicalization. While canonicalization falls under on-page SEO, it's still a technical aspect worth mentioning. Implement canonical tags to indicate the preferred version of duplicate or similar content. This helps consolidate link equity and prevents issues with duplicate content penalties. Now that's technical. I really don't pay that too much of mine myself. The canonicalization tags and things like that are canonical tags. I don't pay it too much. That's just me myself. Now, if you have a more complex site, or you're more complex at the canonical side, or if you want more information on it, just do a Google search. I personally don't do anything with canonical tags, me personally, the way I build my blogs. So 404, when you get a 404 message, customize your 404 error page to provide users with helpful information and navigation options when they encounter a broken link or missing page. Regularly monitor and fix broken links across your blog to improve user experience and maintain SEO integrity. For that, I usually make sure I have a broken link plugin. Make sure you have a broken link plugin. So if you ever have a broken link, you can go in and fix it right away. You'll get some type of notification. You'll see a notification within your WordPress dashboard for broken links. So that's kind of how I kind of get rid of 404 errors. But I also get the notifications on it. It has, or the site has, some type of issue, some type of broken link or 404 error page or what have you. Structured data markup. Enhance your blog's appearance and search results by incorporating structured data markup such as scheme.org vocabulary for elements like articles, reviews, recipes, and events. This can increase the likelihood of your content being featured in rich snippets, improving visibility and click-through rates. Kind of talk about that a little bit in on-page SEO. One of the things that I make sure I have on the plugins that I have is Yoast SEO. And within that, that kind of falls under the structured data markup. They use OpenGraph. So make sure that's enabled. Make sure OpenGraph is enabled in your Yoast SEO plugin. That will fix anything that has to do with structured data markup. And it's easy if you use the Yoast SEO plugin. It's a free plugin. But make sure that's enabled. And the last thing is URL structure optimization. We kind of spoke about that. Some of these topics, they are on page and then they're technical. Some of them may have a little element of off-page SEO and on-page SEO and so on. So URL structure optimization, we spoke about this. While optimizing the URL structure is often considered on-page SEO, ensure clean, descriptive, and SEO-friendly URLs. It's crucial from a technical perspective as well. So use descriptive keywords in your URLs. Avoid excessive parameters or session IDs, so you don't want to have a bunch of numbers in your URL structure. You usually want to have short words like nichebloggingtips.com/ how to start a blog. You know, you might have it some, you know, dashes in between, but you want to make it simple. You don't want to have numbers and all of that in the URL structure. So that's why I talk about permalinks also. So make sure your permalinks are turned on when you're setting up your blog. And implement proper URL redirection for any changes to avoid broken links and maintain SEO equity also. So yeah, by paying attention to these technical aspects of SEO, if you're a beginner blogger, you can lay a solid foundation for your blog, search engine visibility, and user experience. So yeah, with technical SEO, man, it's really, really important. And I don't think we talk about it as much. I don't think we usually don't give a full breakdown on it. You can go deeper on the technical side also. There's a lot of other things that we can discuss, but just surface level, I wanted to make a video about these three so we can kind of break them down and see exactly what's meant when we talk about on-page SEO, off-page SEO, technical SEO. So I wanted to get some content out about that, and I hope that I explained it in a way where you understand what I'm talking about. Thanks for checking us out, and we'll see you in the next.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.